Create Art Podcast. Project: National Novel Writing Month and National Podcast Post Month. Hello, friend, and welcome to Create Art Podcast, where I help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. I'm Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator with over 20 years in arts and education. Now, how do I do this? Well, I provide you with commentary, interviews, discussions, and projects that will inspire you to create art. Now, this month, November of 2021, I will be podcasting daily and writing a novel all within that 30 days. I'm participating in NAPODPOMO, which is National Podcast Post Month, and NaNoWriMo. I did this last year. I want to do it again this year. And you will find all the episodes right here at createartpodcast.com. Now, you'll be able to listen and read along to what I wrote for the day. I do like to practice what I preach when it comes to art, so I'm challenging myself again this year to write and have you come along for the ride. It's my hope that this inspires you to accomplish your goals with your art. And if you'd like to share what you're doing, feel free to email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. So let's get this show on the road. Okay, thank you for coming back. So yesterday here in the United States was Veterans Day, November the 11th, and I am a veteran, and I took the whole day off, but I did get a little bit of writing done. I was taking care of my kids and just, you know, taking the day off and being mindful of how we celebrate our veterans and remindful of the veterans that I served with. So, the daily count was 635. The goal is 1667. Obviously, I'm behind, but that's okay. Cumulative count is 16,128. So here we go. And you will have another episode today as well. So there'll be two episodes for November the 12th. But here we go. Carl kept driving until they were about 15 minutes from the apartment. Myra was asleep in the back seat, and he was getting tired as well. The sun was setting and the sky was a light orange. Wispy clouds blocked out most of the blue and Carl's eyes were drooping. He rolled down the windows, hoping the fresh air would wake him up until he got both of them back home. Myra was gently snoring and talking in her sleep. Carl couldn't hear clearly what she was saying, but it sounded like she was talking to someone. Carl turned off the classical music and put on a podcast he was listening to from Canada earlier. The story he was listening to picked up where he left off, and he found himself quickly engrossed in forgetting Myra was in the car. The story was about a man being probed by aliens, and the man's voice sounded like a bad imitation of somebody from the South. He chuckled a little as he heard, Myra stir, so he muffled his amusement. When the story was over, the host was reading the credits, and one of the names he read was John Esten Cook. When Carl heard the name, Myra stirred even more and started saying, "Daddy, Daddy John, Daddy John, where am I?" Carl pulled the car over to the next gas station and parked his car. He looked back at Myra, whose eyes were open but not focused on him. She kept on saying the same thing, "Daddy John, Daddy John, where am I?" Carl waved his hands in front of her eyes and snapped his fingers a few times. "Myra, you are here in my car. It's Carl. We're driving home," Carl said to Myra. Myra was still unresponsive to Carl as she kept on repeating the same phrase, "Daddy John, Daddy John, where am I?" Carl turned off the podcast and did a search on his phone for the name that seemed to set her off. The results came back. John was a voice actor out of Virginia. The results also came back that there was a minor poet of the same name back in the late 1800s, also from Virginia. Carl screenshotted the podcast page and saved it on his phone and made a mental note to look this guy up. But for right now, he needed to wake Myra and calm her down. He never knew if he had an episode while he slept, but he thought that he might be able to bring Myra out of the episode, out of this episode, by doing what worked him while he was awake. He took off his seatbelt and crawled into the back seat. When he was next to Myra, he held her and sang softly to her. He was singing My Favorite off key. Myra started to calm down and close her eyes, and then woke up with a shock and shivering. "Oh, what? Why are you in the back seat? Are we dead? Where are you holding me, Carl?" said Myra excitedly. "You fell asleep while I was driving, and then you had an episode, I think. Do you know a man by the name of John?" "He kept on asking for someone by the name of John," asked Carl. "I asked because you were saying, 'Daddy John, Daddy John, where am I?' And you were inconsolable. It started happening when the podcast I was listening to, while you were asleep, started to read off the credits. And when they had read the name John Esten Cook, you started crying this guy's name. Also, you sleep with your eyes open. Do you sleepwalk as well?" "The reason I ask is because I used to do that too," said Carl. Okay, so thank you so much for listening to today's installment of Shared Diary. If you like what you heard, you can go to the website, createartpodcast.com. You can go to this post and leave me some comments and let me know what you liked and what you didn't like. I would suggest reading through last year's work first to know who Carl is and who Myra is and who Cheryl is and who all these people are. That would probably help. So again, we'll see you tomorrow. And I just wanted to let you all know, too, that sometimes I might miss a day or two in this month. Sundays are the days that I usually catch up if I miss any days during the week. So make sure that you're subscribed and following whatever podcast app you're using. And I want to thank you for listening in and reading this story that I'm writing eventually will be for you. Have a great day. And this is a Gagglepod East Studios production. Gagglepod, where we've been helping creatives tell their story with podcasting since 2017. Take a look at gagglepod.com and you'll see all of our network shows. All of them are designed to help you podcast. See you next time.